by a final score of 63-57. Joined now by Eagle head coach and Brian Berg. And coach, first thing you got to start with, especially in the first half, really good defense from this Georgia Southern squad today.
Yeah, it's our identity. I give credit to our players. You know, you play in 120 minutes of basketball. Fatigue did not set in today. Got guys that gave great effort, and early in that game really set the tone from the defensive standpoint and rebounding. Western Michigan's a well-coached team. It's the Michigan State, you know, basically philosophy. And I thought our guys really reacted well with active hands, forced turnovers, and then rebounded. And then we shot the ball really well in the first half.
Eight made threes in the first half, but you look at the rebounding, 11 offensive rebounds, giving you so many more shots than Western Michigan was able to do, and then limiting them to 8 offensive rebounds on the day. Really good job by the squad, really buying into what you guys have preached for the last couple of hours getting ready for this one.
Yeah, really happy for our players. You know, it's tough to come in and play 3 games in 3 days, but we came out in the second half and got punched in the mouth, and they responded. And that was great to see the adversity that we faced and be able to handle it. And I thought Johnny McFadden came off the bench and gave us great energy, a couple block shots, really good offensive rebounds. And, you know, give credit to him as well as, you know, you look at Carlos Curry's line today, 16-8. It was a very good performance from Carlos.
You talked about it with us in the pregame. This is going to be one of the more physical games that you guys are going to have in the non-conference. Handled it really well, especially low in the post. You talk about Carlos Curry and guys like Andre Savrasov and Johnny McFadden.
Yeah, Andre did a great job on the offensive boards, 4 offensive rebounds today. But give credit to our entire team. We had some key stops. Caden Archie late in the game, the guy that he stopped. Norman is a very, very talented player. And just super excited for our players.
A big weekend here in Houston this week. You get 2 wins in this 3-weekend tournament, but being able to come out of here with 2 wins, what does it mean for this ball club?
It was great. It was great to come in to Houston, have an opportunity to play 3 games. You always want to win all 3 whenever you're here, but had an opportunity for a lot of growth. I thought our team really matured, and I thought our team played with a lot more poise and on the offensive end this week compared to our California trip. And I give credit to the players. You know, they had really good practices leading up before we came to Houston. And that's got to continue. And I'm excited now. We get a 6-game homestand, be home for about 3.5 weeks. That allows us to get some recovery and then allows us to really gel. So excited for our team, excited for our program.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory. Safe travels home.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Brian Berg. We continue with more here from Tudor Fieldhouse and wrap up the Owl Invitational after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.